exercise. It makes us feel good. And a lot of the kids, they go home, they get on their iPads, they sit. Let's get them during the school day, right? Let's give them this during the school day while they're at school and introduce it to them. And our hope is then that they would go home and be like, Mom, you know, run around the block with me, or, you know, do some exercises on their own. And another thing that's going on is we in Chicago, the kids do have gym class, but they're not getting it every day. They're not getting their 60 minutes of exercise that is recommended. So this is adding to that movement, their exercise minutes, which is beneficial to them.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Running Tales podcast. My name's Craig Lewis, and along with my wife, Michelle, we tell the extraordinary stories of everyday runners. The voice you just heard was that of former Chicago teacher and runner, Mary McNerney. Mary is the brains behind a new program for schools in America's Windy City and hopefully beyond. It's called Run Like a Cheetah, and Mary and I spoke about her ambitious mission to teach social emotional learning to children through the power of running. Run Like a Cheetah aims to teach running in a fun, inclusive, non-competitive way to improve children's physical and mental health, particularly those who've suffered trauma or come from a disadvantaged background. We talked about how running can become a lifelong friend and companion for children, rather than be seen as a punishment or simply as a means to breed elite athletes. We also spoke about Mary's own running, which started as a 16-year-old and has blossomed into seeing her complete the Chicago Marathon twice and the New York Marathon, as well as spending time running with her own children. But I started our conversation by asking Mary what exactly Run Like a Cheetah is and where the idea came from.
Run Like a Cheetah is our nonprofit that I just started, just to go back a little bit. I was a Chicago public school teacher for 25 years. And last June, I decided that I wanted a change. So I resigned from teaching. I took some time off and I did some thinking. My dad gave me a book called 2 Weeks Notice. And one of the first steps was, you know, giving your notice, giving up your job, which I had done already. So I had kind of done the hard part. And then I just started thinking about what did I like, which I like running. And I really liked working with kids. So it just got my mind thinking my next steps. What did I want to do next? And this idea just came up that I could help kids, still work with them, and incorporate running with it. And this idea of Run Like a Cheetah, so what it is, it's an outside of the box idea. Schools are not doing it here. There's lots of running programs that are after school, which I'm sure you guys have there. But this idea is taking our program into the schools during the school day and using running as a way to help kids that are dealing with social emotional issues. I'm sure where you guys are at, the kids are really struggling here with anger, depression, anxiety. So this, I thought, what better way to help these kids? Get them moving, introduce a sport to them that maybe they've never done, right? We have basketball programs, we have football, but running to me is one of those things that you just need your gym shoes, right? So through this program, we would go into the schools, use running as a way to reach these kids, right? Get them in small groups, have them develop friendships with others, control their emotions, and really get them feeling better about themselves, right? Exercise makes you feel good. So that is our goal.
The great thing about running, you kind of said there with the, you just need a pair of shoes or whatever, but it's also excluding people who might unfortunately have disabilities that mean they can't run. But it's something that generally kids can all do. Whereas with some of the other sports, there's sometimes a bit more barriers or an individual's coordination or whatever can come right into things a bit more with football or whatever. Whereas with running, it's like, off you go. We all do it. We do it from when we're toddlers, and it's something that everyone can get on board with.
Right, for sure. And I think too, with when you're dealing with kids that have trauma or self-confidence issues, our schools do a lot of talking with them, sitting them down, trying to make relationships with other kids. But I feel like this is giving them something to do with their bodies, getting them moving and incorporating those other goals of getting along with others into this sport, right? Like you can talk to a kid and say, well, I want you to be friends with Joey, but that's, you know, just talking about it doesn't necessarily mean that's going to happen. But if you and Joey are running together, having fun together, there's their relationship, there's the friendship. And, you know, that's going to help the kids versus just having a discussion with them.
Yeah, I think I mentioned to you on some of the emails we had before this that my wife, Michelle, who does this podcast with me, she does some preschool and after school kids classes in schools here with running. And I think one of the things that she's found and that we've seen is for the kids that some of them have, if they've got something like ADHD or just can't concentrate in class so well, they've got all this excess energy. And actually running or a class like that, wow, you've used it. And then they're all better behaved in class afterwards.
For sure. For sure. And I saw that as a teacher that, you know, you teach the kids for 40 minutes and then you say, okay, brain break, get up and move, right? Get everyone, get their energy out. And they're so much more focused. And I just think there's kids that need more movement than just that. And in a smaller group setting where they can get the attention that they need versus being in a group of 30 kids.
I think it makes a huge difference to concentration and individual attention and so on. So as things stand at the moment, where are you with the program?
Well, that's interesting. We are trying to get into schools right now. Our school year starts in Chicago. That is my goal right now, to get into the Chicago public schools. I'm in the application of being a vendor. I'm also writing lots of grants to corporations and other areas to get the word out and to get funds. So we are ready to go. I have cheetah guides. The only thing missing right now is the money. So that is where we're at. We are just spreading the word and trying to reach those people that get it, right? I talked to so many educators, principals. They're like, we love this idea. We want this in our schools. It's just getting it to the right people who can believe in us and see how important this program would be for their schools.
Yeah. And from individual schools themselves, have you had any feedback as yet as to, oh yeah, we'd love a program like this. It's going to make such a difference.
Yeah. Yes, for sure. And with Chicago Public Schools, you have to be an approved vendor. So with anything, there's an application process. And so we're just waiting on that. But in the meantime, we're reaching out to corporations, professional athletes saying, hey, this is our program. We'd love for you to join us, sponsor us. These kids need us. And it's something that's not being done, right? This program is new. This is nothing that has ever been offered. So it's really just trying to get people to understand our idea and just believe in us and take a chance. Things are being done for these kids, but I just think this is something new and I really, really believe in it. And I believe it would make a difference with these kids.
Yeah. And as far as I can tell from talking to you and from looking at the website and so on, the aim here isn't necessarily to produce athletes that'll go to the Olympic Games or anything like that. It's just to find everyone a love of running and obviously that mental health and so on.
For sure. Right. It's to introduce running, to show that they can be runners, but then at the same time, getting them to feel better about themselves, right? Like they need that inside them to feel good. An exercise that makes us feel good. And a lot of the kids, they go home, they get on their iPads, they sit. Let's get them during the school day, right? Let's give them this during the school day while they're at school and introduce it to them. And our hope is then that they would go home and be like, Mom, you know, run around the block with me or, you know, do some exercises on their own. And another thing that's going on is we in Chicago, the kids do have gym class, but they're not getting it every day. They're not getting their 60 minutes of exercise that is recommended. So this is adding to that movement, their exercise minutes, which is beneficial to them.
And presumably as well, another benefit is with preschool classes or after school classes is you have quite often you have the situation of parents who have complicated lives. You might have single parents. You might just have people who need to get to work really early. And this gives them a bit of an opportunity to get the kids off to school early. And then the kids lose a bit of energy.
For sure, for sure. I think it benefits parents, teachers too. Like, this is going to help the teachers. They just say to us, hey, Johnny and Billy, they need some extra movement. They put them in our program. Teachers don't have to do anything. We are coming into the schools. We are doing it for them.
Looking at your website as well, one thing I was quite interested by is sort of sometimes over here, and I think in America as well, we have debates over whether sport at school is about winning and losing. And some people say, well, you need to learn how to lose. And others will say, well, you can really have your confidence knocks. But from what I could see in terms of what you were doing, and obviously correct me if I'm wrong, it wasn't really a win-lose thing, but you are goal setting.
Yes, for sure. Like, this is not like we are going to train them to do a 5K in 30 minutes. No, this is a non-competitive, all-inclusive, boys, girls, anyone can come in to the program. And in terms of goals, the goals would be individual goals for each student. It could be a running goal of, hey, let's try to run for a minute. Okay. Or it could be a goal of, hey, can you run next to this boy and, you know, help each other through this process? You know, looking at what do these children need? It could be a goal of following directions for the session. You know, the goals could vary, but at the end, we want them to feel better about themselves. They make a goal, they in their mind, this is what they're working towards. And at the end of that session, they can say, hey, I gave 100% today. You know, some of these kids are the kids at school who don't have motivation. They sit there, they don't want to do work. But hey, if we can get them to participate for 30 minutes in our running session, that's amazing. That is their goal, and that will make them feel better.
Yeah, I mean, one theme that comes up with people we're talking about, and I'm talking about really serious runners later in life, as in, you know, not Olympians, not really fast runners, but people who take running very seriously. And they'll say to me, I didn't do any running at school. In fact, I hated running at school. It was horrible. It was like a punishment. It's amazing how many people who obviously have the capability to love running actually hated it at school. And this, I think, this is a sort of program that I guess addresses that.
Yes. And I think like running isn't just right running a mile or running around the block. Running can be relay races. Running can be touching cones. It could be a scavenger hunt of going to find things. As long as the kids are moving and they're you know, getting their hearts pumping, it's not going to be, okay, I'm starting the timer and I want you to run for 5 minutes. Like, we are going to make it fun, keep it engaged. And we want them, at the end of the day, we want them to feel better about themselves, right? That is our goal.
So one thing that crosses my mind is, I don't want to say it sounds obvious, but it sounds common sense, doesn't it? As a former teacher, right, and as someone bringing this idea in, are you quite shocked that this isn't something that's happened already? This isn't something that's commonplace in all schools across America? Because, by the way, I don't think it is here either. So I don't think it's just America, but it's right. Incredible that it's not.
Yes, I agree. And, you know, I think being a teacher, we're so focused on the reading and how many minutes a day they need and the math, how many minutes a day they need. But I think with COVID and other things going on in the world, we're realizing these kids are struggling. They are struggling. And we need to do something different. You know, look at the schools. How can we add something to the school day? And I honestly think any child would benefit this program. You know, I think all kids, whether they have trauma or they're sad, but more movement in the school day, I think is so critical. And I just don't think we've thought of it that way, right? Like, the school day has been set for so long of reading, math, social studies, science, you know, gym class every once a week or twice a week. But we all know research shows exercise benefits kids. So how can we get that into our schools in a way that really will benefit them?
Yeah. And we spoke before about the kind of attention of kids and almost tiring them out so they can concentrate more in class. But I think also there's those endorphins. Right. Kids hopefully will feel happier, and they might not understand why, but that happiness will go, do you know what? I can cope with maths today. They do better.
Yes, right. And you know what? If it gives them something to look forward to coming to school, right? Like some kids, they're not good readers or they're not good at math. But hey, if they think, oh, I've got my run like a cheetah today, you know what? That makes a difference, right? Like if we can help kids that way, then we've done our job. And that's the goal.
Oh, I think it's a fantastic goal. I just wanted to touch upon, if I may, your own running, because you sort of mentioned that you've always loved running. What sort of running have you done personally in the past, and how did you get into it? I suppose the first question should be, Okay. Did you get into it at school?
Well, that's a great question. I got into running in high school. A friend of mine was doing the cross country team and I was hooked. I loved it. I ended my junior year, so I was 16. I ended up doing really well. I went down to state for running, and ever since then, I've loved it. It is just something that I do every day. It makes me feel good. I've done races. I've done 3 marathons. I try to get my kids into it. It's like my best friend. Like running is I love it. It's so important to me. So yeah, I've been running since high school and just continue to do it today. So for my job, if I could do running with kids, I mean, that is perfect.
Which marathons have you taken on?
Oh, that's a good question. I have done the Chicago Marathon twice, and then I went to New York and I did the New York Marathon.
Oh, fantastic. Well, you'll make my wife really jealous again now, because she's got an absolute obsession about going and doing the Chicago Marathon.
It's amazing. You see so many different neighborhoods in Chicago. Oh, I would highly recommend. It's October. It's nice weather out. It's perfect. I would recommend it to her.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, I don't know whether I should let her listen to this or not, because it's a dangerous game. She's done a lot of
it. It's a good excuse to come to Chicago. Come see our city. It's beautiful.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Definitely. Well, we do like America in places. She's done Seattle Marathon, which she really loved. And her dad has done New York in the past. So perhaps we have to add Chicago to the list. And what is it about?
Yes.
This is always the kind of obvious question, but what is it about running that you love, that makes you addicted to it?
I love that it's something that I can do on my own. I put my headphones on, my music on. It helps me think during it. It makes me feel good. At the end of it, it makes me feel good. And I just think it's such an easy thing in terms of waking up and having something to look forward to. And it just, I don't know, I love it. It just makes me feel good. And it helps me think through, you know, anything that's going on. And always at the end of a run, you always feel good. You always feel good.
Yeah. And I should think, with being a teacher, you know, you kind of love the kids, but sometimes you want to escape from them, and running's probably a pretty good way to do that.
Yes. Yes. Because no one's asking me to do anything, right? When I'm running, I'm by myself. I can just have that hour of peace and quiet and work through things that have been going on and problem solve. And yeah, it's just, I don't know. I just think it's so wonderful. And if I can introduce this to kids at school, in the grade school, in a way, right, that's fun and engaging, man, I just think it would be amazing.
You mentioned that you've done or you tried to persuade your own children to do a bit of running. Did you? How successful was that? And have you managed to do any
good
running?
Good. I have a 11-year-old son who's done some races with me, 5Ks. My daughter does basketball and other sports, but she'll do running on the side. The oldest, who's 16, he more does his walking. So we're not there yet with the running aspect of it, but, they're all very into health, into exercise, into sports. But I would say my 11-year-old son is the one that has the, you know, and is enjoying it the most, I would say, and always willing to do a race with me or go for a run with me. So.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. Oh, well, hopefully that's something that he'll keep going and as he gets older and throughout life. And I guess that's kind of one of the aims with the kids who are going to be doing Run Like a Cheetah as well. It's to find something that becomes a potentially a lifelong companion for them.
For sure. For sure. Yeah. That's my hope. That is my hope, that I can introduce it to them in that way and they continue from the program and doing it on their own. That would be awesome.
Oh, fantastic. So what's the, it sounds like you're nearly there. What's the next steps along the line?
So the next steps is, like, just I'm looking to get it into one school. If I could just get one school to say, hey, we want you, we have some funds for you, and show that this really works. And then it just, you know, start with Chicago. And then I'd love for it to expand to other areas in Illinois. And even, I mean, like future vision, like get it everywhere, anywhere. I just feel like it is such an important program and all schools would benefit from it. So that's right now, we just need to get it rolling and show people that it works and kids love it.
Well, I think you've got an absolutely fantastic concept. I don't think there's any doubt at all that it would work. So I wish you all the very best with it. And thank you so much for joining me today on the Running Tales podcast.
Thank you. I appreciate it so much.
Thanks again to Mary McNerney for joining us today on the Running Tales podcast. If you want to find out more about the Run Like a Cheetah program, check out runlikeacheetah.com. If you enjoyed today's chat as much as I did, please give us a positive review and rating wherever you listen to it. It really does help people to come along, get the podcast seen by a wider audience, and the ultimate aim is we can get more and more people to listen to inspiring stories of guests like Mary. Also, if you want to see and hear more of our content, then please be sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Running Tales Pod, on Facebook, where our page is called simply Running Tales, or to check out our YouTube channel at Running Tales Pod. Now, that also includes full episodes of this podcast. You can also subscribe to our newsletter by visiting runningtales.substack.com, where you can find written versions of the podcast as well as articles on all kinds of subjects from the world of running and our chat facility. Thanks as ever for all your support. Thanks for joining us today, and I'll see you again on next week's Running Tales podcast.